It's Friday, the 21st of June, and I am Leonard Vidbain with your 7am news bulletin. The Institute for Public Policy Research launched its Green Hydrogen Monitor, a new publication focusing on financing, environmental considerations, economic viability and social impacts related to Namibia's green hydrogen initiatives. Graham Hopwood, IPPR Executive Director.
It looks at some of the economic and other feasibility questions around green hydrogen in Namibia. It profiles some of the pilot projects that are making progress around the country. It looks at issues of community consultation and participation and how that could be organized properly into green hydrogen, and just generally gives a round of developments, including looking at the feasibility and implementation agreements between the government and hyphen the company, because it's such a fast changing and to some extent a complicated area that one needs to sort of demystify it and be able to explain some of the key issues.
Telecom Namibia's CEO, Dr. Stanley Shanapinda, and management visited the city of Windhoek and city police to discuss enhancing safety and protection telecommunications infrastructure. They plan to set up a joint task team to align strategies, focusing on deploying CCTV cameras in crime hotspots to curb theft and vandalism. Nomvula Kambinda, Telecom's spokesperson.
The sabotage of the company's telecommunications network leads to service downtime, loss of revenue for both Telecom Namibia and its customers, and it adds to customer frustration and ultimately customer churn. The latest initiative focuses on closer collaboration with the city police to bolster smart policing initiatives and deter would-be criminals from targeting telecommunications infrastructure. Telecom Namibia, together with the city police, plan to identify areas prone to crime and put up infrastructure to assist with proactive policing in these crime hotspots.
South Africa's Democratic Alliance suspended a newly sworn-in Member of Parliament, Ronaldo Ghose, on Thursday after an old video resurfaced showing him calling for the killing of black people. The snippet featuring a young Ghose making the anti-black remarks reappeared on social media platforms on Wednesday. Ghose, who's 41-year-old and a former councillor in the Eastern Cape province, was unavailable for comment when contacted by media. Riot police in Nairobi used tear gas and water cannons to disperse thousands of demonstrators on Thursday during coordinated marches across Kenya protesting government plans to raise $2.7 billion in additional taxes, reports Reuters. Late into the protest, officers fired tear gas to disperse protesters marching near State House, the office and the official residence of President William Ruto. The Bank of England decided to keep interest rates unchanged. They remain at 5.25%, the highest it's been for 16 years. But a rate cut could soon be on the cards, as John Beaver reports.
After almost 3 years, inflation in the UK has returned to the Bank of England's target rate of 2%. It peaked at just over 11% in October 2022, but has fallen steadily since then. But despite the drop, the Bank of England has decided to hold interest rates at 5.25%. That's good news for savers, but bad news for people borrowing money, like those looking to remortgage. The bank's governor, Andrew Bailey, said the decision reflected the need for inflation to stay low. Many experts think a rate cut is likely in August if inflation remains steady. John Beaver reporting.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.